Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt das Peya, Perik Beis, Mischne Gimel, Hakol, Mapsik Lizroim. We have to be careful how we touch the word Hakol. Hakol means all the things we mentioned until here. Like the water, the canal, the stream. So Mapsik, it cuts the field in half, so you have to give Peya twice, Lizroim. Zroim means things that grow from the ground, literally it's seeds, as opposed to trees. So if you're growing grain, wheat, barley, or beans, let's say you have this canal of water that runs between the two, it's considered two fields. The word hakol, the Batanur explains, adds actually one more thing that we didn't talk about earlier. This is from the Yerushalmi. It adds sela shayoyver al pnei kolasada. That means a rocky strip that runs through the field. The point is that when I'm plowing, I can't keep plowing straight because crash, it's going to crash into this rock. It's going to block me. I have to lift it over the rocky part and start again on the other side. And that's what makes it two fields. But the Einai Mavsig La'ilin. But if you have a field of trees, of fruit trees, these things are not a hepsig. The Einai Mavsig La'ilin Ela Gader. There you have to mamish have a wall. A gate that is high, 10 tvachim, explains the Batanur. If you have fruit trees and you have a gate that runs through the middle, it's high 10 tvachim, and say, oh, each side of the gate is a different field. You have to give paya twice. Well, nice, so what's the difference in a fruit tree and the other things that go straight from the ground? And the answer is maris ayin. Maris ayin means, what does it look like to the eye? When you have a grain field, or beans that grow from the ground, they're planted together. If you ever pass these fields and you see the farms in the country, you just see miles and miles and miles. So anything that cuts it makes it two fields. They're usually together now. Let's say there's this canal of water in between. Or like we just added, a rocky strip that you can't plow through. On the other hand, you don't plant trees too close together. They're placed far apart. So stam is when you see a tree field, an orchard. The trees aren't mamish right next to each other. So just having a canal running through or a rocky strip running through, that doesn't make it look like two separate fields. It has to be a gate that's high 10 tefachim. And sometimes even the gate won't work. As the Mishnah explains weiter, the im haya seyar choyseish. Now seyar normally means hair. In our Mishnah, the branches of the tree are called like hair. But it's a mashal, like the hair that's growing out of the person, you have the branches growing out of the trees. What does the word choyseish mean? You know the pictures of those things next to the RX sign on a drugstore? It's a symbol where they used to grind up the medicine. They would put in a kind of a keli, and then there was like a pounder they would put in. That's how they used to chop up the different herbs. That's why it's the symbol for medicine. So in this case, above the gate, the branches are mamish, like connected with each other. They're tzimisht. It looks like that pounder. It looks like that pounder in that keli. That keli, again, is called a machtesha. So it's seyar chaysish. In other words, the branches are mixed up with each other on top of the gate. So ain't a mafsik. Even though there's a gate, it's not called a hefsik. It's called one field. Ella rather nice and peya, lakoyal gives one peya from the fruits of the tree from one side of the gate to the other side of the gate. So quickly, chazing over, we learned that all of the things that we said beforehand cut a field into two, and we're adding something over here, a rocky strip, is a hefsik when it comes to zroim, things that grow from the ground, like grain, beans. It's not a hefsik when it comes to trees. For trees, in order for it to be considered two separate fields that you have to give payah for both, you'd have to have a fence high 10 tefachim. And even then, if the branches connect on top, it's not a hefsik, rather he would give one payah for both sides of the geder.